Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, not that Riviere is in a rush to take this, but VAR are just going to have a look here.
You know, I did think for a moment, I'm not just saying that, I did think for a moment that Gabriel Jesus looked like he was dragged down, like it wasn't a natural fall, it looked like he was dragged down.
Well, the VAR team could well feel the same as the check goes on.
There's the delivery, and you can just see their hand on the shoulder from Vassos, and oh, a big, big shirt pull there from Captain Kieran Broome, oh dear me.
Well, not that it matters, but I think that's certainly a foul.
It's two fouls, Peter. Of course it's a foul.
Quite right, but is it clear and obvious, Billy Richards?
It's difficult to say. I think, you know, those VAR guys, they're only human. They're probably looking at, you know, 98-odd minutes. The game's at 0-0, and they're thinking, what do we do here?
Well, this is what they do, Billy. Craig Pawson has been called to the pitchside monitor.
Look at Van Smith trying to squeeze himself in and take a look for himself.
The fourth official moving Van Smith away, moving Pep Guardiola away. Tensions are running high. Craig Pawson now getting the replays we're getting.
I think he's going to go for it.
Penalty, Manchester City.
Wow. Oh, my word. Oh, this is tough for the home support. This really is tough.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season four of The Offensive. It's Friday the 29th of April 2022. With Manchester United drawing with Chelsea the night before at Old Trafford, Ashwood City remain in sixth place as those around them begin to falter. With just six games remaining for the Super Whites, they await the arrival of Manchester City on Sunday, as well as the visit of Anaheim Sports Group ahead of the imminent full purchase of the club by Chief Executive Patrick Nolan.
Jess, tuck in your shirt.
It is tucked in.
It's hanging out your flies.
Oh, what? How long has that been sticking out for? When did I go for a piss? Oh, that was like an hour ago, wasn't it? Great. I've been wandering around like this for an hour.
Actually, wait. Untuck it.
Why?
Just come here.
Patrick, get off.
Bend over.
Sorry, did the last decade not happen to you?
I'm not being a perv. Right. Then, just make your hair look shit. Actually, already does look shit. Maybe just wash your makeup off?
Do you honestly think that ASG will want more money for the club because Jess Tate wore makeup on the day that they visited?
It's not about that. It's the whole experience.
You're losing your fucking mind, mate.
Yeah, sorry, but when you hand over 190 million quid, it tends to make you a bit fucking nuts.
That's all you're paying?
Oh, do you have that in your purse, do you?
190 million quid?
Just fuck off, OK? I already own 45% of this place.
You're buying 55% of a Premier League club for 190 million quid. We're nearly in the top fucking
four. Will you keep your fucking voice down?
Why?
This is like being at a car boot sale and I've got a limited edition fucking Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in my hand and you're there going, oh, only 50p for that. It's worth a fortune, that is. Just shut up.
Just saying it doesn't add up.
Yes, it does add up, okay? It fucking adds up. I created the turmoil. I carefully managed this place to be a dysfunctional, underwhelming calamity club. I got its value to just where I want it. I gaslit ASG for 4 years. I manipulated their investment. I bribed the independent agency that valued the club, yeah? So now I am going to rightfully own this thing as I should have done from the beginning. So yes, it does fucking add up. I might make Theo greet them at the door. He's an annoying twat, isn't he? They'll sign that thing in no time.
You should have Colin here, really. You know, he would scare them into an even cheaper price.
Nah, they like him, unfortunately. Plus, he's trying to work out how we don't get dicked by Man City.
He'll be a while, then.
Yep.
Adolf, Eva, how are we doing? You see the United game last night? Very fucking interesting for little old Ashwood City, don't you think?
What the fuck has happened to you? You look like you've been buried alive. I thought that was just a pleasant dream I was having.
Excellent, Woody. You look fucking dreadful. God, is that to make sure ASG don't want to keep their stake?
No.
Okay. Why are you covered in mud?
I've been tweaking the pitch.
And by tweaking the pitch, you mean...
I just made it narrower. Got the FA coming around to make sure we haven't broken the rules.
Have we broken the rules?
We're a millimetre inside the rules, I promise, right? So the pitch is narrower and it dried it out a bit and it got all bumpy. Grass is basically fucking dead. Looks like some climate change predictions of the year 2042 or something.
The benefits of having 3 away games in a row.
Aye, so City will think our pitch is fucking pristine, but little does Pepe Le Pew know, I've completely fucked it up.
So, when are we actually going to start taking care of this fucking place?
When I own it. Hey, Theo, go and greet ASG, mate.
Good one, pal. There he goes, Luke.
Why does he waddle? Oh, he waddles, doesn't he?
He's just annoying. No, everything about him is annoying, even his waddle.
Fucking look at that, Chris Waddle. And he's got his fucking phone out already, look.
Oh, here's a picture of my two children. I've got two of them, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, this one did a shit in his nappy and this one drew a picture of a fucking dog. Oh.
They're not his kids!
Look at his face!
Call the police!
Moon waddling away!
Shh, they're coming.
Jason, hi.
Hey, Patrick, Chris, Jessica. The league table. Looking good, right?
Nah.
Rubbish. Rubbish table.
Aye, we're struggling, all right.
Is that so?
You know, we have an expression over here.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The league table always lies.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So no Champions League for you guys?
Nope.
Nah.
No, thanks. No, that's what I say. No bloody thanks.
Yeah. Sorry to say, Jason, we've worked at Ashwood long enough to know that we don't always get these things right.
Hey, I've got a funny feeling we're going to mess this one up, you know?
A funny feeling?
Hey, a funny feeling, you know, just an expression. It's not, like, actually funny. Like, it's not funny to lose or anything. Just my gut talking to me.
Right, well, I believe I have a few papers to sign. I've got my legal boys and girls in the boardroom here.
Yeah, great. Lead on, sir.
Well, Jessica, he's finally done it.
Outright owner. Wow.
Incredible.
Yup.
You know, it's enough to make you feel guilty and remorseful for being part of a shady cabal that ousted well-intentioned American investment just for the ego trip and power grab of a bloke in his 50s that shops in the reduced aisle at the supermarket.
Inspirational. So, have you figured out how you're going to beat City? You've only got, what, 40 hours or so?
Nah, but we'll think of something. I figured it's all about who's the most insane, you know, Pep or Eric. And I think in this game of top trumps, we win. Plus I fucked the pitch up good and proper. Goodness me, Jesus, you should see it.
You know, if the deal isn't done and we win.
What?
ASG are going to have second thoughts?
Fuck off, come on, it's done. This is fucking football. We could win, eh? But we could get fucked the next week, couldn't we?
We could win and someone could come along with a much bigger offer, would he? You know, they'll see Champions League contenders and whack down 300, 400 million.
Ah, fuck, you're right. Yeah, it's not our problem though, is it?
You say that now. Who's that?
Colin. Says your shirt was sticking out all morning from when you did a piss.
Oh, what?
For fuck's sake.
This is the terms, but it hasn't been registered in the deal outline.
What hasn't, Patrick, exactly?
This part here, the grace period.
That's because that is completely standard. We would not need to register that.
Says who?
The acquisition of full ownership has to have a 30-day grace period. Okay, it has to.
That's not happening.
Patrick, so this is standard, okay? I did like 5 deals last year. All had this cooling off period, okay?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, cooling off. Why do you want to kill your company's momentum and cash injection? Why do you want to bring down the temperature on my club?
Not yet.
Excuse me?
It's not your club yet.
Jason, this is the agreement. Just because you said yes over Zoom doesn't invalidate it. If you've got some other buyer and want to play games, then fine. If you don't, get a pen and scribble on this line.
That's not it at all. You're not... We are beholden to shareholders, okay? We're not like you. The decisions are made incrementally. The 30 days is vital for our business model. We're not going to change
this
that.
This is a...
Hold on, let me finish. The moment our investors start to see how we shed assets overnight without due process is the moment we become a bad investment, an unstable investment.
This is a two-way street. Yeah, I've accepted your flow of traffic, all right? I've accepted price, I've accepted cash up front, I've accepted confidentiality agreements and acquisition rates and administration fees, I've accepted your insurance program and your valuation, not mine, yours. Now it's time for my traffic flow, and guess what? It's quick. Yeah, this is not a 20-mile-an-hour zone, this is the autobahn, there is no cooling off, this is done, and it's done now.
What is your anxiety here, Patrick? What are you hiding?
What do you think I'm hiding?
I got a funny feeling, buddy.
Oh, a funny feeling. Well, what's that funny feeling you've got? Because I could do with a laugh, so go on.
The second we roll out of here, the curtain is going to come down. And we see that this was all a show. That's what I think. I think we're going to see a UCL candidate with a slick operation and no scandals or relegation battles or supporter uprisings.
This is a show? You think this is a show? You think I manufacture this chaos, do you?
I didn't say think. I said feel.
You've got until full time on Sunday.
What do you mean I've got?
Or I withdraw from the bid.
Come on.
I withdraw from the bid, and guess what? I still hold the keys to this place. And if you ever want back in, you're going to need a locksmith and a fucking battering ram. Oh, and if you think the place is bad now... Yeah, I've got a funny feeling it could get much, much worse.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tottenham 3-1 winners then over Leicester City, and Arsenal edging out West Ham United by 2-1 at the London Stadium. Your move, Ashwood City. Dartley Park is a full house as Eric Van Smit adopts the much-discussed 3-1-2-3-1 formation. Riviere starts with a back three of Vassos, Adeyemi and Babic, with David Luna in front. Just ahead of the Argentine lies club captain Kieran Broome alongside Nicholas Timmerman. Gustavo Akufo and Park Suil all start, as does star forward Kevin. Pep Guardiola and his staff spent a long time investigating the pitch, and in doing so they've recalled Nathan Ake, who ahead of Ederson in goal is part of a back four comprising of Laporte, Diaz and Cancelo. Gundogan and Rodri provide a somewhat pragmatic anchor, as Grealish, Foden and De Bruyne make up the rest of the midfield, with Gabriel Jesus starting up top. Lots to play for one side a possible title, for another a possible Champions League qualification. Alongside me is Billy Richards, who played in this fixture, you forget.
Pal,
what?
Why is Jason still here?
Because he's a twat. Next question.
I don't have another question.
Okay, good.
Actually, I do have another question.
Go on.
Why is he a twat?
He's a twat because he's going back on his deal.
Well, he's not selling it to you.
Oh, no, he's selling it to me.
So what's the fucking problem? Ask him price?
Patrick, I got you some wine, but I spilled some of Woody's beer in it, and then I tried to keep my balance after that spillage, and in doing so, I accidentally spilled some of my vodka tonic in it. So it's Sauvignon Amstel Vodka Blanc Tonic.
Well, I need it all. Give me it. Fuck me, this is like a stag, dude. Woody, give me some of that.
Pal, this is Amstel. This isn't for eating, boys.
I don't care.
I've never seen you down a pint before.
Neither have I.
Oh, fuck. I think the Sky Sports camera just caught that.
Yeah, fuck them. You hear that, Jason? Just burped on live TV. That's 180 million now, you twat.
He hasn't sold it.
He has a condition.
What, is he ill?
No, a contractual condition, for fuck's sake.
What's the condition?
A 30-day grace... A 30-day grace period.
Yeah, so... It's 190 million, Patrick. You're not buying an ice lolly.
30 days from now... Hello, end of the Premier League season. I'm not fucking stupid.
You are a bit, sometimes.
He doesn't get to decide to back out.
People never back out of that time frame, Patrick.
Californian billionaires do, actually, Jess, because they have the collateral to do so. I'm worth millions, they're worth billions. I don't have the fucking luxury to have them change their mind.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. Kick off.
The thing is, with people like Jess...
What did I just say? Shush! Kick off!
It's not Les Mis, Jess, it's a fucking football
fucking
game.
Fucking shish!
And still, Man City magisterial in possession. Even on this chaotic, uneven surface, Pep Guardiola still there on the sidelines, picking up clumps of the pitch.
He just won't let it go, Peter. He knows a dirty trick when he sees one. We talked about how narrow Van Smith's Ashwood City liked to play. Pep, no doubt, wanted to exploit that. but he can't go round it, he can't go under it, so he'll have to go through it.
They've certainly given it a good go so far, but 0-0 it remains, as the whistle is pursed between the lips of Craig Pawson. Bit of the atmosphere we felt at kick-off has drained away, Billy.
Yeah, I feel the same too, Peter. It's one of those things. Football is a cruel mistress. I think this past month, Champions League football has been a far-flung fantasy for these lot. But with the results that have come about this match week and others, they're starting to believe. And with that belief comes this anxiety.
Well, now, this is a time to be anxious, as Riyad Mahrez would like to test the Ashwood City back three again. Pokes it towards Foden, who drills it outside the post and wide.
Wow, Riyad turned on a sixpence there. Tidy work, fiddly little finish from Foden. But hey, it weren't far off at all.
That from Phil Foden, signalling the 12th shot from the visitors. Guess how many from the hosts, Billy?
None.
And you are absolutely right. That's half-time now at Dartley Park. A collective sigh of relief.
Patrick.
Jason.
Pretty ugly out there.
Yep.
We gonna take a shot at goal or what?
No, not until you sell.
Patrick. Is that a joke?
Switching it again. That long ball again, Peter, keeping it off that pitch.
Pinpoints, and the control from João Cancelo isn't bad either. And the shot tipped over the bar by Emmanuel Riviere.
Needed something special to stop that one, Peter. A bit of acrobatics from the Frenchman. Why not?
Zinchenko, Ashwood City backing off the Ukrainian, gets it to Foden, who plays it wide to Mahrez. Feast across the box to Jesus, blocked by Vassos. Grealish has to score. No!
How has he missed that?
The football gods rain yet more sacred blessings down on the goal mouth of Ashwood City.
How, Jack? Goodness me, keep your head over the ball. It's all that Gucci. It's all that Gucci. Keep your head over the ball in that scenario. Always, it's the perfect ball. Anyone can stick that in the back of the net. And oh, and there, look at that. It just bobbles up. It bobbles up right there. And that little divot just takes the ball away from his right foot. Wow. Saved by, a clump of mud, Peter.
I say football gods, Billy Richards. You say a clump of mud.
I'm not one for the poetry, me at all.
Don't worry, you can leave that to me.
You going to watch the game or what?
Oh, I'm watching through my fingers, Woody.
Not you, him. He's just staring at the back of Jason's stupid American head.
He's going to break.
Come on, pal.
I'm telling you.
Why the rush to sign this afternoon?
Because I told him that I'm out before full time.
You're not going to buy it because of this fucking grace period.
There's not going to be a grace period, Jess. Period. Look at him. He's twitching. He's sweating.
Oh, yeah. Look, his back's wet. Oh, that is gross.
And it's better than having your shirt sticking out your flies after a piss.
Shut up.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, don't cheer on City. Fucking hell.
Just saying.
This is a goal, I can tell.
Offside.
Bollocks.
Hey, what did I say? Fuck us over and I'll fuck you up and your Jag.
Don't you dare threaten the Jag.
Pal, I think you might be right.
He's going to cave, isn't he?
Someone just called him. He answered.
That will be the voice of reason. California have just woken up and they're wondering why he hasn't pulled the trigger. Look at him. A sign of a man getting a bollocking.
He's looking over here. Fuck me.
Patrick, can I have a word a sec?
Yeah, a bit busy now, Jace.
Bold move that, pal. Very bold.
It's urgent?
Yeah, go on then.
So, yeah, so that's the same and that's the same. But here, point 19, that's where the grace period was. That's been removed.
Mm-hmm. And my legal team are getting a copy?
Already sent.
Jason, Anaheim Sports Group, it has been a pleasure doing business with you these last 4 years.
Done.
Done? Now, if you could see yourself out.
It's gonna be like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be like that. Been waiting for this moment for some time, you see.
Never thought it would work out with us?
Nope. Knew it would end up like this. Just call it a funny feeling.
Good luck with the offensive. You're gonna need it.
Yeah, oh, I think we can stop calling it that now, don't you think?
Hutch Lewis, Dwight Hayes, and now me. Not bad. You outfought and outlived all of us.
Yep. Goodbye, Jason. Huh. I never got your last name.
Who cares? You got everything else you wanted.
Mac. We did it.
Seven of the eight added minutes have been played. Still 0-0. De Bruyne here, looking to take his 100th shot of the game, I think. Indeed, B. He decides against it. Here's Gundogan on the edge of the penalty area. Ashwood City bodies the constant obstacle. Gundogan still to Cancelo, who crosses it in for Jesus, who goes down. Grealish to hit it, and it's wide. It's wide.
Not his day today, Peter. Nor many of his teammates. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, not that Riviere is in a rush to take this, but VAR are just going to have a look here.
You know, I did think for a moment, I'm not just saying that, I did think for a moment that Gabriel Jesus looked like he was dragged down, like it wasn't a natural fall, it looked like he was dragged down.
Well, the VAR team could well feel the same as the check goes on.
There's the delivery, and you can just see their hand on the shoulder from Vassos, and oh, a big... big shirt pull there from Captain Kieran Broom, oh dear me.
Well, not that it matters, but I think that's certainly a foul.
It's two fouls, Peter. Of course it's a foul.
Quite right, but is it clear and obvious, Billy Richards?
It's difficult to say. I think, you know, those VAR guys, they're only human. They're probably looking at, you know, 98-odd minutes. The game's at 0-0, and they're thinking, what do we do here?
Well, this is what they do, Billy. Craig Pawson has been called to the pitch-side monitor.
Look at Van Smith trying to squeeze himself in and take a look for himself.
The fourth official moving Van Smith away, moving Pep Guardiola away. Tensions are running high. Craig Pawson now getting the replays we're getting.
I think he's going to go for it. I think he's going to go for it.
Penalty, Manchester City.
Wow. Oh, my word. Oh, this is tough for the home support. This really is tough.
Dartley Park airs its reaction, as does the Ashwood City head coach. But what matters is how Gabriel Jesus will react. 98 minutes on the clock. The Brazilian has the whole game and a vital 3 points for his team's title chase in his hands.
He looks confident. He's been here before. He's put big penalties away, Peter.
Here is Gabriel Jesus to win it for Manchester City. Saved by Emmanuel Riviere, thumped away by Angelo Vassos.
A poor penalty for me, Peter. And boy, does Gabriel Jesus know it.
Edison spotted off his line by
Kevin.
For listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind the scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.